It's 8:07 on your Wednesday morning, April 3rd. It's windy, it's cloudy here in downtown Charles City. Temperature sitting at 34. It's time for today's community conversation with J.C. Peichel at the Paws Humane Society. It is our Paws Pet of the Week, being brought to you this morning by L&J Industries, helping pets find their forever home.
If you love animals and are looking for a way to volunteer in the community, Paws of Charles City might be your answer. I'm JC Paws Assistant Manager, and we are always looking for people to help walk dogs, socialize our cats, help with fundraising events, foster homes, and loving adoptive homes. Paws Humane Society and L&J Industries, helping our furry friends find their forever home.
And speaking of furry friends, who's hiding on us this morning, we do have a JC in this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am doing all right. So you brought a scaredy cat with you this morning.
I did.
She was very vocal coming in.
Yeah, I kind of was worried thinking it would go this way. So this morning I brought Shamrock with me. She's been at the shelter for about 2.5-3 weeks now. She came in the middle of March, and we think she's about 2.5-2-ish years old. She's a really pretty cat.
She is.
She's so pretty, and she's really funny. Her cage card actually says friendly but will hiss. So she definitely has a feisty side, but has been like very nice. I mean, the whole time that she's been at Paws. She's a black cat, kind of more of the longer hair. I wouldn't say she's like super long hair, but longer than medium hair, I guess, if that makes sense. But just a really nice cat. She was found in town and nobody claimed her. We got her spayed, vaccinated, ready to find her forever home. I think she would probably do best in a quiet home. Just with kind of how scared she is.
With no microphones, maybe that's scary.
Yeah, maybe she's afraid of the microphones. But it's just a really nice cat. I think she came in like right before St. Patrick's Day. That's why we called her Shamrock. But yeah, just a really nice cat. And the one funny thing that she does, I took a video the other weekend that she, when you give her her canned food, we try to give her a little canned food just because she doesn't eat the dry food as well. But she'll start like growling as she's eating it. I don't know if you've ever noticed that.
Maybe she's just hanging around dogs too much.
I know. It's so funny. Like she'll just be eating it and growling at the same time. And she's not like me. I mean, I could pet her while she's doing it. And it's so funny. So if you're looking for a cat that is a little more on the shy side, that has a lot of personality, Shamrock would be your go-to. That's for sure.
I love looking down there. Every time I do, she is staring at me. She just, she's like, please find us.
What are you doing? Why am I here?
So she is available for adoption. Talk about adoption hours this weekend, JC.
Yeah, so it looks like this weekend we will be open Saturday 11 to 2. We may not be open on Sunday, but instead of Sunday, we might be doing some adoption hours on Friday. So stay tuned to our Facebook page. We might change things up a little bit. So Friday would be like a 4 to, what did Julie say? Like a 4 to 6 or something like that. So Okay. Just kind of stay tuned to our Facebook page. We're for sure open on Saturday, 11 to 2. We might be doing some adoption hours Friday and might not be open on Sunday. So just kind of stay tuned to that.
So let's talk about some upcoming fundraisers. There's several of them on tap for Paws. Not necessarily a fundraiser per se, but Paws is going to be involved in that Charles City Area Volunteer Fair, which is a week from this Friday?
Already? Yeah, April 12th, I believe, already. It's kind of, we do have a lot of stuff coming up, which is kind of crazy. But yeah, the Volunteer Fair, I believe it's at the Zastro Room. Let me look it up here. Yeah, I think it's in the Zastro Room at the library. There's going to be quite a few different organizations there, I believe. The Floyd County Fair will have somebody. Paws will have somebody there. The Fossil Prairie Park will have somebody there.
County Museum will be there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the museum.
We spoke with McKenna yesterday.
There's lots of different volunteer opportunities. So it's going to be a really nice fair. So that is Friday, April 12th from 3 to 5 p.m. So you can stop by the Zastro Room at the public library. If you've never been in there, you basically go into the library and turn right. They also have an entrance like right outside too that you can go in. But it's definitely, it'll be a nice opportunity for being able to see what different areas that you want to volunteer in. So like if you're not a big animal person or if you're allergic to animals, paws might not be the best way to volunteer. But if you love the outdoors, you can volunteer with the conservation board at the Fossil Prairie Park, or you can volunteer at the fair. The fair definitely needs lots of volunteers to keep it going. So lots of different ways to get involved in Charles City. And I think the fair, the volunteer fair is a really great job to showcase all these different opportunities.
That's right. And of course, if you can't make it to the career, or excuse me, the volunteer fair, you can always reach out to those local nonprofits to see if they need any help.
So yes, absolutely.
Keep that in mind. Now, Snuggle and Read at Prologue, right down the road from the station. That is set for April 26th. Talk about that. What's that all about?
Yeah, so last year we did the Snuggle and Read at Prologue, and it was a lot of fun. I wasn't able to go there, but Julie was there, and we had a really group. A really great group of animals that we were able to take. We took a dog, at least one dog, maybe two dogs, and several cats. And they basically had the run of Prologue and just went up to people. They got to sit in kids' laps. The kids got to read to them. And they got to meet new people, that kind of thing. And we're hoping to do the same thing this year. We may not have a dog to bring, but it's still early. We'll just kind of have to see how it goes. And we will for sure have cats. We may not have any young kittens yet to take, but we for sure will have cats to take there. And it's just a great opportunity for the animals to get out of the shelter, as well as for them to, like I said, get in a new environment and meet people, helps promote their adoption and just like helps their mental health so much for them. They're not stuck in a cage looking outside of a cage all day, every day. So last year it was a lot of fun. And this year there is a Facebook event and we have a lot of interest already too. So I think it'll be a lot of fun. I believe that's from 4 to 5:30, maybe 6 o'clock. So it just kind of depends. So if you get off work around 5 and you think 5:30 is cutting too close, just come on down anyway, because more than likely there will still be animals.
Well, maybe Shamrock will be a little more sociable there with
kids.
Yeah,
we'll see how what we take.
Yeah, goes from a kennel down to a cubby hole, and we haven't seen her yet.
I know.
This whole visit.
She's so scared.
She's down there somewhere. Of course, the Chips for Pets. It's a microchipping clinic for Floyd County residents. That's coming up in early May, but that's not the only event in May.
Yeah, we've got lots. We have a lot of stuff going on right now. It's craziness. So the Chips for Pets is May 8th. So that is a low cost, a $10 microchipping clinic. So it's open to Floyd County residents only. So you can live anywhere in Floyd County. You don't have to live in Charles City. You can live over in Rudd, Rockford, Norris Springs, anything like that. And bring your animal, your dog or cat. We're limiting it to 2 pets per person. And so you can bring 2 cats, 2 dogs, 1 cat, 1 dog. Down to Avenue of the Saints Animal Hospital here in Charles City. It's the vet clinic right across from Dave's Restaurant, or right next to AutoZone. That's the vet clinic that Paws uses exclusively for all of our animals. They're really great veterinarians there, really great vet techs, super caring, and just really great people to work with. I think we did 2 microchip clinics last year, and they were just very successful. So this year, the same thing. You can call and make an appointment. That phone number is 641-228-2211. That's the Avenue of the Saints, and talk to one of the girls there. Or you can just show up that day. I believe it's from 9 to noon and 1 to 4. So you can show up with your animal, and we will be there ready to get your paperwork signed in, and then you'll get the microchip done on your animal. It's super painless. A lot of the dogs or cats don't even feel it. If you have a dog like mine, who's a big baby, he was not a fan of his microchip, but they recover within seconds. It's just kind of more of a little pinch than anything.
They get used to it.
Yeah. And I mean, the microchipping is great. It's, if your animal gets lost, it's a great way to to find your animal again. It's not like a tracking device or anything. It's just a little chip that goes on their back between their shoulder blades. And then if the animal were to get lost and taken to either an animal shelter or a veterinary clinic, they can scan the chip. And then there's this online national database that your information can be found in and be called within a few days. I mean, it works very quickly. So that's what's really great. We've done over 100 people so far. So it'd be great. Or 100 animals, not people. So it'd be really great to do 100 more at the next microchip clinic.
I was just going to say, do you do kids too?
No, we don't do kids.
No. That would be an idea. Of course, Tattoos for Paws Rescues. Now, we did have last time you were in here, maybe it was the week before. You had to cancel that event, but now it's back on in a different location.
Yes, now it's back on. I know, I was thinking about that. I'm like, was it just last week I said
I'm pretty sure
that
it was
we canceled?
Last week.
I think it was. So now we're doing Tattoos for Paws, for Tattoos for Paws Rescues. It is May 11th, and that is in Mason City. So we're doing it in conjunction with Mother's Day this weekend or this time. The tattoo artists. Two of them, I believe, are actually from Charles City. So it's at Emerald Ink in Mason City, which is kind of downtown by the mall. It's a really nice location. There's going to be a girl that's doing hair tinsel there set up, nice. Donating towards Paws too. We're looking to have a coffee shop. A Shred Above food truck is going to be there. If you know Kim Watkins at all, it's actually one of her daughters is a tattoo artist there, which is so cool. So I think it'll be a really great event. We have an event online on our Facebook page. You can click going or interested. We'll be featuring some animals. That's where the flash sheet tattoos will be. So each tattoo will be about $50. Will be $50, and they are donating 75% of each tattoo back to Paws. So that's like almost $38 back right to Paws, which is just awesome. So,
and you'd think being in a bigger location, you'd have much more demand for it too.
Yeah.
The interest.
We created the Facebook event like 4 days ago, and I think we're already up to I know we have over 500 people interested. We may even have 600 now. So it'll be so much fun. The time will be from 10 to 6. So how tattoo flash events work is you basically get to the tattoo shop and you wait in line until it's time to do the tattoo. So a lot of when we did this last year, people waited for several hours, but that's kind of how these events work. People just kind of wait around. That's why we want to try to have a few things for people to do while they're waiting, and then have a food truck. We're looking at getting hopefully some coffee or like a tea truck there too, so it should be a lot of fun.
A tea truck?
Yeah,
they have tea trucks around.
Okay, so there's a place in Clear Lake that does that we're looking at, so
that's
stay
the
tuned.
First I
know
of that.
I've never heard of this. So
of course, then again, I didn't hear. I've never heard of somebody making pizza out of a truck, and I actually just found that out a couple years ago, and it's really good. So, nonetheless, that Tattoos for Paws Rescues at Emerald Ink coming up on May 11th from 10 until 6, and I think there's a break in between there, isn't there? Like from noon until
probably not. No.
No, all the way
those
through.
Those girls, those guys will just be tattooing and we'll be standing there with hopefully animals. So.
That's a long day.
I know. The tattoo artists work really hard that day. So it's really fun.
Oh, they're going to have a blast. Yeah. More information can be found on the Facebook page. Just search for Paws at Charles City. And of course, you can just go to pawscharlescity.com as well. I think it's time to fish Shamrock out from her hiding space. We'll be speaking with the Charles City VFW coming up here on KCHA.